This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
I don't know about being on the road to romance, but this stop is one that you've got to make on Friday mornings just after 10 o'clock, because you know that is the time that you can start listening to this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redmond, coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, are you listening on your radio? Well, if you are, then you're probably listening on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. If you're not listening on your radio, then you've got to be listening because you're using a smart device. And if you use a smart device, well, then you've gone to a search engine and you have typed in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz, and you've come up with our website. And when you do that, right at the top of the first page, there's a sort of rectangular thing there. It says listen live. Click on that and you can listen live to anything and everything that is being played at the time you click on listen live. Yes, it's me, Johnny Redmond. I'm back again. It is Friday, the 15th of August in the year 2025. And I'm ready to be here until noon today, bringing you my selection of what I think is easy jazz. Regular listeners will know that the first track I play was the track that was the last one last week. You only got a bit of it. Now you're going to get the whole thing. So let me reintroduce it. The American singer Rachel Price released an album in CD format in 2008, and she did it using her own company, which is called Clear Vision. She calls the album The Good Hours, and beside her singing, she has Eric Privet on bass, Warren Wolf on piano and vibes, David Brophy on drums. And why don't you listen to an old favourite that Rachel's going to sing for us. It's a song written in 1942 by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, and they wrote it for a 1942 movie called Spangled Banner. If you haven't guessed what it is, I'll tell you. Here is Rachel Price singing for us that old Black Magic.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old feeling that I feel inside. And when that elevator starts its ride, baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go like a leaf caught in the tide. I should stay away, here, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm half a lame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for. You're the name that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. Down and down I go. Round and round I go. Down and down I go. Round and round. That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old feeling that I feel inside. And when that elevator starts its ride, baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go like a leaf caught the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for. You're the name that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go. Round and round I go. Down and down I go. Round and round I go. Down and down I go. Round and round I go.
Love and that spin I'm in, under that old black magic card now. Oh, in a spin, love and that spin I'm in, under that old black magic card love. In a spin, love and that spin I'm in, under that old black magic card love.
Cha cha cha, now. That was one that woke you up in the morning, didn't it, eh? Sometimes I start off with a nice, slow, easy number. But this week, of course, we started off with there with Rachel Price from her 2008 record called Clear Vision, and she sang that good old Standby. Oh, that old black magic. I'll just repeat that Eric Privé was on the bass, Warren Wolf was on the piano, and he also was on the vibes, not at the same time, though. And Davey Bruffy was on the drums. But didn't she do well? And I love that tempo. Fantastico. Okay, here's a good old bassy band number. The tune's called After Supper. It was written by Neil Hefti in 1957, and it was recorded by the Count Basie Orchestra in that same year. So stand by, because I am just about to bring you the Count Basie recording of After Supper. such a typical arrangement by Count Basie of that Neil Hefti tune. And the recording was made in 1957 by Burb Records. And, of course, it was the Count Basie Orchestra laid back in the pocket, bringing us the tune called After Supper. So after that first one of that old Black Magic had me in a spell, we got that nice laid-back Basie sound. The tune Maiden Voyage was written in 1965 by the pianist and composer Herbie Hancock. In 1966, the vibraphone player Bobby Hutcherson recorded that tune for Blue Note Records. And funnily enough, his pianist on that recording was the composer of Maiden Voyage, Mr. Herbie Hancock. So, with Herbie, Bob Cranshaw was on bass, Joe Chambers was on the drums, just a trio. But have a listen to Herbie Hancock's recording in 1957, together making up the quartet, Bobby Hutcherson, with Maiden Voyage. Thank you. really just a basic sort of arrangement. Bobby Hutcherson was the man on the vibraphone, and Herbie Hancock was on piano. Bob Cruncher was on the bass, Joe Chambers on the drums. And that recording of that particular tune, which is called Maiden Voyage, written by Herbie Hancock, was released by Blue Note Records. And I like that the beginning of that, fairly simple, just five simple notes, F, G, A, B, C, on the vibes, just led that thing in. Pretty, I must admit, Herbie Hancock had very little to do, playing just, most of that was playing chords. But anyway, there it was. Now, if I wanted to talk to you about John Morris Hartman, you'd probably realise that I'm going to talk to you about Johnny Hartman, who was born in 1923. He passed away in 1983 from lung cancer. American baritone jazz singer. His speciality were ballads. And I've said it previously in other times I've talked about Johnny. He did actually earn critical acclaim, but he was not widely known at the time, because he came in when rock and roll was just taken over from everything. He was the man who recorded a well-known collaboration with the sax player John Coltrane in 1963, producing a classic album called John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. Johnny Hartman also sang with Dizzy Gillespie for a short time. But most of his career, he recorded solo albums. I'll give you an example of that now. Here is Johnny Hartman, together with the pianist Ralph Sharon, the trumpeter Howard McGee, bass player Jay Cave, and the drummer Christy Febbo. And Johnny's going to sing for us a song composed in 1944 by Jules Stein, with lyrics by Sammy Cahn. And this tune was introduced in a 1945 film called Anchors Away, and the singer in the movie was, of course, Frank Sinatra. But here's Johnny Hartman singing for us, I Fall in Love Too Easily.
There are those who can leave love or take it. Love to them is just what they make it. I wish that I were the same, but love is my favorite game. I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past. And yet I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love. I fall in love too fast.
The unmistakable voice of Johnny Hartman singing for us that 1944 song, I Fall in Love Too Easily. And just listening to that baritone voice, smooth as silk, wasn't it? And it's a great pity, really, that it just happened by fate that Johnny began his career at the time when, you know, the great singers were around, Sinatra and all those people, and rock and roll was beginning to rear its head. But anyway, he died of lung cancer, and I know from reading his history that he used to smoke about 2 packs of cigarettes, at least 2 packs of cigarettes a day. That's how you get lung cancer. Okay, I'm going to play a couple of tunes now that come from a compilation album, which is called Jazz for When You're Not Alone. And firstly, I've got a Hammond organ player coming up, and his name is Charles Earland. And he was born in 1941, died in 1999, age 58, from a heart attack. In 1995, he recorded with Lou Zoloff on trumpet, Eric Alexander on bass, Dave Sampson on guitar, Vincent Ector on drums, a tune written in 1978 by Rod Temple-ton called Always and Forever. You probably remember that, some of you younger people. Always and forever. Yep, that's what he's going to play for us. So pin back your ears and have a listen to Charles Earland on the Hammond organ playing this tune called Always and Forever. Thank you. I don't know about you, but as that track was playing, I was sitting here in my chair and I was just swaying with the music and the occasional snap of the finger. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. That was pretty good. The man on the Hammond organ was Charles Earland. The brilliant saxophonist was Eric Alexander on tenor sax. No honks there at all. Lou Zoloff on muted trumpet. Dave Sampson on guitar and Vincent Ektor on the drums. The tune, of course, was Always and Forever. I better tell you what the time is. It is now 10:40 a.m. on this Friday, the 15th of August, 2025. Now, Eliana Elias. Her surname is E-L-I-A-S, E-L-I-A-S, Eliana Elias, is a Brazilian jazz pianist, singer, composer, and arranger. She was born in Brazil in 1960, and I have a track with her playing the piano. There's no vocals on this one. She's just playing the piano, and she's got Eddie Gomez on bass, and you couldn't ask for a better player, bass player than Eddie. Barry Finity on guitar. Jack DeJohnette is on the drums. And they're going to play for us a tune composed in 1931 by Wayne King, Victor Young, and Egbert van Alstyn, with lyrics by Haven Gillespie. And that tune is called Beautiful Love. The pianist is Eliana Elias. Beautiful Love. Thank you. She's a pretty good pianist, isn't she, eh? The lady playing the piano there was this fantastic Brazilian-born jazz pianist, singer, composer, and arranger called Eliana Elias. And having played her playing the piano, I'll have to find and play you some of her songs where she sings, because she is a really good singer too. Now, I said to you she could have no better bass player on that recording than Eddie Gomez, and I actually came in and said to you when he was doing a solo, it's Eddie Gomez. Barry Finnerty on guitar, Jack DeJohnette on drums, one of the great old drummers from way back when. And, of course, the tune was Beautiful Love. It took 1, 2, 3, 4 people to write that tune, believe it or not. Okay, remember, I do not stop at 11 for news, sport, and weather. I continue playing all the way through. So if you want to know what's on the news, or you want to know about the weather or whatever, you'll have to wait until noon when I've finished. Up next is a lady, a late singer. She was called Minnie Riperton. She was born in 1947. She died in 1979. She was best known as an American soul singer and songwriter. And she's best known for a recording she made in 1974 called Lovin' You. Now, Minnie had a 5-octave vocal range, and she used what's called a whistle register. Now, you'll find out what a whistle register is when you listen to the track. Unfortunately, Minnie Riperton died of breast cancer, aged just 31 years of age. She released an album on Epic Records in 1974, and it's from that album that I bring you this wonderful recording. I like to play this at least once, maybe twice a year on my show. But just sit back and listen to the late Minnie Riperton with this fantastic range of voice singing for us, Loving You.
You bring And every day of my life is filled with love and you. Love and you. I see your soul come shining through. And every time that we, ooh, I'm more in love with you.
What can I say? You know, I first heard that song, I think about late 1976, and I've liked it ever since. It's just something about Minnie Riperton's voice. It's haunting. I love that beautiful high 5-octave range she had. And I love the lyrics. She wrote that song with her husband, actually. So that was Minnie Riperton, 1974 recording of her song, Loving You. In 1942, the singer Billy Eckstine recorded the Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer song, Skylark. And he did that for Bluebird Records, and he was backed at the time by Earl Hines and his orchestra. So now, for your listening pleasure, here is Billy Eckstine from 1942 with Skylark.
Take me there. Oh, come and take me.
the one and only Billy Eckstein, and that was from 1942 when he actually recorded that with the Earl Hines Orchestra. And the song, of course, most people will recognize it, written by Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer. The song was Skylark. Martin Taylor is an internationally acclaimed British guitarist, jazz guitarist. In 1994, he recorded an album for Lynn Records, L-I-N-N, Lynn Records, in the UK. And the album is called Spirit of Django. So it's basically dedicated to Django Reinhardt. I've got a track ready for you now where Martin Taylor is on guitar, John Goldie is on acoustic guitar, Alec Dankworth on bass guitar, Jack Emblow on accordion, and we've got Dave O'Higgins on bass and James Taylor on the drums. And that lot, put all together, are going to play for us Cole Porter's 1932 well-known tune. Well-known tune. You all know this one, I'll tell you. It's about 6 minutes long, this one, but you'll enjoy it. Martin Taylor and the Crew from 1994 with Night and Day. If you like guitar jazz, I'm sure you like that one. Martin Taylor was the man on the jazz guitar. John Goldie was the man on acoustic guitar. Alec Dankworth was on bass guitar. Jack Emlow on accordion. Now, I think I said Dave O'Higgins was on bass. No, he wasn't. He was the man playing the tenor sax. And James Taylor was the man on the drums. Pretty good, eh? Night and day. Night and day. You are the one. Good old tune that one is. Okay, now it's time for me to do my promo on Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay. This year we're 30 years old. We are one of these commercial radio stations. We're a community access media station. Now, our studios are in the centre of the city of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. And this station broadcasts 24 hours a day, every day. We broadcast over two frequencies on the radio, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But if you're outside this area, or if you're in the area and you'd rather do what I'm just going to explain, to listen to Radio Hawke's Bay, if you go and take your smart device, whether it's a mobile phone, it's a laptop, tablet, desktop or whatever, go to your search engine and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. When you do that and you click, our homepage, our website comes up. Now, on that website, there is everything that you need to know about this radio station. On that first page, right at the very top, you'll see it says Listen Live. Now, if you click on that, you can listen to whatever is being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you've clicked on it. Clever, eh? We broadcast and stream all around the world. We have overseas listeners on this station everywhere in the world. What else can you do? Well, you can look at our schedule. You can find out what programs are on, at what time, on what day of the week. You can go to podcasts. Say you've missed a program. Say you've missed this program, Easy Jazz, because you're at the doctor's or whatever. You can go to our website and you can find our podcast link. And if you start to write in Easy J, as soon as you get to the J, then comes this ladder and you'll say, there it is, Easy Jazz with John Redman. Click on that And the dates that this show broadcast are there. So you say, 15th of August, that's the one I missed. Click on it and you can hear it. Clever as, isn't it? Eh? So you know we're not any hick radio station. We are actually with it. We put out just over 100 shows a week and we have 80 broadcasters. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely right. Now, we're not a music station. Yes, we have music. There's jazz-wise, there's me with Easy Jazz and my friend Ian Hunt, who is on his program on Tuesday afternoons from 4 to 6, and his program is called Two for Jazz, and that's repeated the following day. We have rock, we have classical music, we have bluegrass, we've got country and western, we've got traditional, we've got, African music, we've got music from around the world. But, as I said, we're not just a music station. If you go and look at our schedule, you'll see that we have many, many, many programs that have nothing to do with music. They're programs that our broadcasters have decided to come and put out over the air. And look, I could go on all day telling you what they are. You go to the website and read it for yourself and see just how many different programs we put out. We're very proud of this radio station. Very proud indeed. I mentioned broadcasters. We always need new broadcasters, because it's inevitable that at some stage some broadcasters will come to the end and say, well, that's it, I've got no more to give. If you think you have something and you live locally, if you think you have something that would be pleasant for our listeners to hear, I'm going to give you a phone number. So you know what I mean. You must have something to write on and something to write with. Whether you write on your hand or your knee, I don't care, but as long as you write it down. So hurry up, go and get a pen, pencil, crayon, dip your finger in ink, I don't care. Here's the number, 06-878-8710. I'll say that again. 06-878-8710. If you ring that number and say to one of the Dream Team that will answer the phone, hey, I've been listening to Easy Jazz with John Redman, and he says you need broadcasters. I or my group or my club or whatever have a great idea. Then come in and tell the Dream Team what it's all about. And who knows, you can be the next new broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. Training is given. You'll know how to work the machines and you know how to work the deck. You don't have to do a live show. I do a live show because I prefer to be live. But you can record your show. So there you go. Anything else? Go and look at the website. And now I'm carrying on with the music. Opening Night is a live big band jazz recording of the 18-piece Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, who were playing at the Village Vanguard Club in New York City in 1966. Now, this was the first performance of this band. And although it was recorded on the night in February 1966, it wasn't released until the year 2000. Now, again, I'm not going to list the individual musicians because it'll take up too much time in my show. I'll just play one of the tunes from the album. The tune I'm going to play is a fairly long recording. And it's one that the trumpeter Thad Jones wrote, and it's called Once Around. And you're going to hear this tune, Once Around, as recorded at the Village Vanguard Club in New York in February 1966. And the people recording it and playing it for you is the Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra. The tune is called Once Around.
We'll be right back.
Well, my friends, I've actually, that track is nearly 13 minutes long. So I just played some of it for you, and I'll remind you that the tune is called Once Around. It was written by the American trumpeter Thad Jones, and the recording that the track came from was made at the Village Vanguard Club in New York City in February 1966. It was the Thad Jones and Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, and it was recorded live, but the recording was not released until the year 2000. So that's basically it. I thought, yep, it's a great recording, a big band, but I won't play it for the entire length because it is a bit too long. I know there are people out there who just love big bands, but I think nearly 13 minutes, a lot of people would just say, yeah, God, that's enough. Yeah. Do you remember my old friend, Morris J? Remember the program we had on this radio station, Swing and Sway with Morris J? He used to do 3 hours every week, mainly bringing you, you know, big band stuff. But anyway, may he rest in peace. Okay, the time, my friends, is 11:25 a.m. on this Friday, the 15th of August, 2025. Back to music. The Swinging Miss D is the sixth studio album by the American singer Dinah Washington. And all the arrangements were done by this clever man, the late Quincy Jones. It was recorded in December 1956 and released the next year, in September 1957, by MRC Records. And backed by the Quincy Jones Big Band, I invite you to listen to Dinah Washington as she sings for us the Juan Tizol and Irvin Drake song, which is called Perdido. Yeah.
Perdido. I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito while chancing a dance fiesta. Bolero, I glanced as we danced the bolero. He said, taking off his sombrero, let's meet for a sweet siesta. High was the sun when we first came close. Low was the moon when we said adios. Perdido, since then has my heart been perdido. I know I must go to Torito, that yearning to lose Perdido.
And that was Miss Dinah Washington from 1956 on a record called The Swingin' Miss D, which was recorded by and released by MRC Records. She was backed by the Quincy Jones Big Band, and the song was Juan Tizol and Irvin Drake's Perdido. Great song that, you know. Really good. Oh, Hawke's Bay Jazz Club, Sunday, this Sunday, the 17th, Hawke's Bay Jazz Club. The artists performing this Sunday. First of all, the lovely, talented Sue Brown from Taupo, She will be here with, she's got Justin Lindsay on guitar, Chris Beardink on the bass, and Chris Smith on the drums. Now, that's Sunday the 17th. It takes place at the Magdalenos Room at the Havelock North Function Centre. Doors open at 5 p.m. Programme starts at 5:30 p.m. And it goes on until around 8:15. Food and drink are available. Not free, of course, but it's available. And if you have a look at the guitarist, and he's got this beautiful sort of dark brown guitar, that's a landscape guitar. Now, Justin bought that when he was living in Japan. and for some years it was mine. But earlier this year, I sold it back to Justin because he would use it far more than I would have. But it's a beautiful guitar. It's Landscape is the maker. But anyway, that's it. Jazz Club, Sunday, 5 o'clock. Sue Brown, Justin Lindsay, Chris Biernink, and Chris Smith. You have been warned. Not warned. You've been told. Okay. Heard It All Before is the debut album by the then 20-year-old pianist, singer, and songwriter Jamie Cullum. British lad. It was released when Jamie didn't have any record deal at all, and he only spent £480 to get the whole thing recorded. And he released it in 1999 with only 500 copies made. Well, I've got a copy. Jamie is on piano and vocals. It's Ralph Mizrachi is on bass, Julian Jackson on drums. And Jamie brings us his arrangement of an American jazz standard. Now, you heard me talk about a man called Juan Tizol, who co-wrote Perdido. This is another song that Juan Tizol co-wrote with Duke Ellington in 1936. And it's a very, very well-known number. It is not often done as a vocal. It's mainly done as an instrumental. And the name of the tune is Caravan. The singer is the young British recording artist called Jamie Cullum.
Stars above that shine so bright, the memory of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I lay keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms, and I thrill to the magic charms of you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true. This memory of our caravan. night, and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep, oh, upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so idly keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I feel to the magic charms. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true. This memory of our caravan.
Bang, and that was it. Finished. That, my friends, was the then 20-year-old British pianist, singer, and songwriter, a young fella by the name of Jamie Cullum. Now, I've said in my lead-up to that, only 500 copies of that recording of Caravan were released. It only cost him £480 to have the whole thing recorded, printed, and everything else. Mind you, that is back in 1999. And he was on the piano and vocals with Ralph Mizrachi on bass and Julian Jackson on the drums. And, yeah, It was pretty good. Jamie, of course, Jamie Cullum, since then, he's now an internationally known and acclaimed singer, pianist, and songwriter with many recordings and many live appearances behind him. Right. What time is it? Oh, my goodness, it's 11:41. I haven't got all that long left. Get on with it, John, get on with it. Okay, I Got It Bad, and That Ain't Good. It's a jazz standard with music by Duke Ellington. Lyrics were written by Paul Francis Webster, and the tune was introduced in 1941. I have for you, my friends, a recording of I Got It Bad, and That Ain't Good, which was made by the Count Basie Orchestra in 1956. Here they are. Thank you. Yes, the name of the game there was, of course, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. And that was recorded in 1956 by the Count Basie Orchestra. And it was written, of course, by Duke Ellington, with lyrics actually put later on by Paul Francis Webster. But that was a 1956 Basie recording of the tune. And you could always recognize Basie. If you listen, you can hear the timekeeper, a man called Freddie Green. Now, Freddie used to play a big jazz guitar, not plugged into any amp, played it in front of with a microphone in front of him, big thick strings set quite high, and he comps. He goes chung 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 chung, and because he does that so well, and he did it for many years with Count Basie, and he was always called the timekeeper, because with him and the bass and the drums, they're the guys who kept the time. But hold on there, Bill Basie. You're not getting away that quickly. I can't let you go, can I, without playing Count Basie and his orchestra's 1956 recording of the Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg tune, which is called April in Paris. I just can't let it go. I can't let you go without playing it. So, here for you, Count Basie and the orchestra, 1956 with April in Paris. Classic recording, that one, you've got to admit. 1956 recording by Count Basie and his orchestra of Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg's April in Paris. God, that stirs the blood, doesn't it? Wow, certainly does. Right, I'm approaching fast now towards the end of the show. But here's Tormé, Mel, 1956. A lot of 1956 recordings I'm playing at the moment. A 1956 Bethlehem Records recording made by Mel Tormé. And the album is called Mel Tormé Sings Fred Astaire. So have a listen to Mel Tormé as he brings us Johnny Mercer's 1954 song called Something's Gotta Give. And Mel is backed by the Marty Paich Dectet. Here's Mel with, wow, Something's Gotta Give.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, because I insist, somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna get kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. When there's a meeting of cosmic forces, you can't separate them with 10 wild horses. Face it, face it, face it, something's gotta give.
Of course, that was The Velvet Fog, Mr. Mel Tormé, and he sang for us Johnny Mercer's song that he wrote in 1954, Something's Gotta Give. And Mel was backed by the Marty Paich Dectet. Now, Mel did so many recordings with Marty Paich, whether it was Marty Paich Quartet, whether it was a quintet, a dectet, which means 10, of course, 10-piece, or whether it was done with Marty Paich's complete big 18-piece orchestra. But that recording of Something's Gotta Give, Mel did on a 1956 Bethlehem's record, which is called Mel Torme Sings Fred Astaire. Because, of course, you know, how many times have I said in the years since 2006 when I started this show, how many times have I said, so many jazz standards were first introduced by Fred Astaire in one of his black and white movies. And it's true. I mean, so many different tunes. I mean, one, for example, One for My Baby, that Sinatra had a huge hit with, you know, in a bar with Joe singing, you know, Set 'em up, Joe. That was first recorded by Fred Astaire. Sure, amazing, isn't it? Well, thank you for listening today to this program of Easy Jazz with John Redmond. It is Friday, the 15th of August, 2025. And no matter where you may be, whether you're local or whether you're somewhere else in New Zealand or indeed around the world, I just want to thank you for tuning in and listening to my show. I love doing this show. And if I didn't know that you people were listening, obviously I wouldn't do it just for fun. I love doing it. I love bringing you a selection of easy jazz. All the music you hear is all from my own personal music collection. And I just love doing it. So why don't I say thank you for listening, guys. I will be back next week, God willing, to bring you another just under 2 hours of easy jazz. Why don't we go out with a little bit of a Frank Sinatra, Following the Velvet Fog. Now, in the wee small hours was the 9th studio album by Frank Sinatra, and it was released in April 1955 by Capitol Records. Nelson Riddle was the man who provided the music behind Frank. And Frank is going to sing for us a little bit of a song written by Hoagy Carmichael in 1939. And the lyrics are based on a poem written by an American poet called Jane Brown Thompson. It's called I Get Along Without You Very Well. Well, God bless you all. Look after each other. Please take care. Be careful out there in this winter. You never know when there's going to be ice or rain, and there are idiots on the road. See you next week. God bless. Look after yourselves. A little bit of Frank Sinatra from 1955 with this beautiful song called I Get Along Without You Very Well. Ta-da for now. John Redmond out.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.